We have one more, and then we'll see if Mr. Rubin arrived. 419.
Request of Sandy Polishuk to address council regarding climate change.
Sandy, come on up. All right.
Hi, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name's Sandy Polishuk. I live in Northeast Portland. I'm here today representing 350 PDX. I've met with all of you and come before this council several times asking you on behalf of the climate to divest the city's investments from fossil fuel. Fossil fuel divestment takes the fossil fuel industry to task for its culpability in the climate crisis. By naming this industry's singularly destructive influence and by highlighting the moral dimensions of climate change, we hope that the fossil fuel divestment movement can help break the hold that the fossil fuel industry has on our economy and our governments. Our ask is for a binding resolution divesting the city from the 200 companies with the majority of the world's fossil fuel reserves within 5 years, and to ask the state treasurer and the Oregon Investment Council to do the same. Most of you have agreed. Mayor Hales, you made a divestment commitment on UN Climate Day in June 2013. You made the same commitment to Bill McKibben in July 2013. I'm here to hold you to that commitment. Many cities across the country have already done so, including on the West Coast, Ashland, Eugene, Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Monica, also Providence, Cambridge, Northampton, Ann Arbor. The list goes on and on. I can't tell it to you in 3 minutes. Portland is known for its planning on climate action. Divestment fits within this framework. It sends a message to the fossil fuel companies and the world that it's not business as usual in Portland, that our city understands that we must wean ourselves off fossil fuels and move to renewables, a sustainable lifestyle, and creating good family wage jobs doing so. In February, for Global Divestment Day, 300 of us gathered in front of this building. It was Valentine's Day Friday, and we made Valentines for you. We took pictures with them, and many of us sent them to you by email, Twitter, and Instagram. I hope you had a chance to look at them. You weren't able to join us, so we're bringing it to you now. A photo montage we made.
Great.
Of a few of the Valentines, just a selection. Some flowers we made for you, much lower carbon footprint than real ones. A few cards and some very special Valentine candy. If you look at the audience, we had hoped to have our signs, big pink hearts that we made for the day, but we weren't allowed to bring them in. And I know it's not the usual protocol, but I hope you make an exception and allow me to bring these gifts up to you personally.
Of course. We'd be happy to accept your gifts.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your advocacy, Sandy, and all of you. In fact, just to report back, I think maybe everyone knows we now have a point, or we have seated our Socially Responsible Investment Committee. And I think it's fair to say that everyone on this council expects that their first product will be a resolution on just that subject. So thank you for your advocacy. And the non-fossil fueled wheels are in motion.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you all for being here, too. Thank you. Yeah, we can violate the rules and say thank you, Sandy. Good work. Okay.